This is Jim from Horror Fix, and I'm with PJ Souls today at the Days of the Dead in Indianapolis. And PJ, we're glad you could talk to us for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Halloween being 40 years? Does it seem like 40 years, or did it go by quickly?
Well, it's like when you're raising kids, when they're babies, you think, oh my gosh, this is going to be forever. And then it goes by so fast, and suddenly you have grandkids. So
that's
it kind of feels like that. And it's funny because the fans embrace the original movie so much, and I had such joy making it. And so when I think of it, of course, I'm thinking of it from a different perspective of the making of it. And I have so many good memories, and I haven't forgotten any of it. So.
Well, that's great.
It's good.
So now it took about 22 days, I think, is what I was told originally. That about 22,
right,
something like that.
I always say 21.
21.
It was 3 weeks.
Oh,
but
there you go.
Yeah, it could be 22.
Now, since you didn't have any scenes with Donald Pleasence, did he come in at the beginning or towards the end, or how did they do the shooting?
Well, pretty much everybody was there every day.
Okay.
Because you never knew when he'd finish a scene, because obviously, because of the budget and the time constraints, we had to work quickly, and it was one or two takes.
Okay.
So my memory is we were called in every day, and if we weren't put to work gathering the leaves and putting them back into garbage bags, as Deborah Hill asked, it would be time for one of our scenes. But I remember Donald being there. He was very quiet. I remember Deborah and John both said he likes to be in character. He's a method actor, so
okay.
Don't bother him. But he talks to you, obviously, talking. And I really didn't know who he was or what his body of work was. So I was young. Now I would have a million questions, but in any event, so I saw him, but I didn't have any scenes. We ate lunch together, but like I said, he just kind of remained quiet, and every once in a while threw us a little sly, a little smile, which we giggled, you know. So.
Well, what did you, let's see, after Halloween came out, were you really surprised that it did so well?
Yes, but it didn't do well right away.
Right.
It was really a slow burn, and when I first saw it at the cast and crew screening, I was really amazed. I knew as we were filming it that this was going to be a cool movie. I had already done Carrie, and
sure.
I had done some television shows, so I had an idea of what things would look like, but I wasn't prepared for John Carpenter's theme. I didn't know that he was writing it or performing it. I didn't realize that the look of it was going to be so amazing. After that, Dean Cundey was the DP of Rockmore High School, so it was great to work with him again. He's so talented. And, in terms of its popularity, I was just hoping that I would look good so that the casting person would see it and I would get called in for another role. That was my criteria and my hope. The fact that it took pretty much, I remember, at least a couple months, 6 months, even a year, it was all word of mouth, a couple of good reviews, and then, finally, it was accepted, and it's more popular today than it ever was when it first came out.
That's great. Now, you mentioned Carrie. And Carrie and Halloween are probably my two, not just favorite horror films, but probably in the top five films. And everything with Carrie, it came out when I was nine. So I was nine, so I couldn't see it, but I loved all the old Universal horror films. And I remember seeing a preview to it. It's like, I've got to see that. I want to see that, and I know in 2 years it'll come to TV. And in 78, I saw it on TV. And it is the only movie that actually has ever given me nightmares, the scene at the end where the hand comes up.
Yes.
I just kept waking up in a cold sweat all night seeing that hand grab me in bed.
Even on TV.
From TV. Yeah, because they just didn't do that at the end of horror films.
Right, and because, again, the music, they kind of set you up.
That's
the
right.
The music was so beautiful.
It's lulling you into something.
Flowers. And you thought the movie was over, everything was, and then that ended.
And now, is that a film you liked working on also? Did you have a good time with that?
Oh, absolutely. I had just moved to L.A. in 1975 from Manhattan, and it was my first audition. To be in that movie, I tested for the part of Chris Harkinson for the Nancy Allen part. Ryan put me in as Norma. There was really only one line in the script. It was not in the Stephen King book. Norma was not a character. And I happened to wear my red baseball hat to the audition, and Ryan insisted that I wear it even during the prom, my prom dress.
Right.
And that was a good call. So, and everywhere that Nancy Allen was, he put me in as her best friend. So it was a kind of a self-written part, and thanks to the red baseball hat. It was awesome to work on.
I think it worked well. because if she didn't have you there, it wouldn't feel like really very many people are against her. But with you, it's like, oh, there's other people still against her. I think it worked well.
Yeah.
I think your chemistry was good. And do you still have the hat?
I don't have the hat. I had it up until maybe 20 years ago when I decided to put in the washing machine that was made of felt. Disintegrated. But a couple of fans, different places, have made me the hat with the pins and the patches on the side. So I cherish those gifts, and it's awesome.
That's great. So, well, thank you for talking to me.
Absolutely.
And,